Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that your salvation has appeared for the saving of the whole world, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You came not to condemn us, but to save us. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful life you've given to us. You've given us understanding of how to be a child, coming in, entering the kingdom, and then staying in the light. Thank you, Father God, for your word this morning that just encourages us to just stay in the glory. I thank you for the prophetic word that says, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Thank you, Jesus, that you're ruling and reigning and you're here to bring life to this whole world and to us, the called out ones, the ecclesia, the church, the branches that are tapping into you. Thank you, Jesus. And we just pray for the world out there. We pray for the Jews out there that had this wonderful message and many of them rejected. But praise God for Brother Luke, yeah, disciple Luke and John and Peter and the disciples at that time that came in and brought a beautiful, different fragrance into this world. And thank you, Lord, as we have been called in. Thank you, we can also be the fragrance that you made us to be in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 2, verse 30 to 35. With my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your world to the Gentiles and bringing glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at the things Simeon said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God, which many people will speak against, and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here we see Jesus has come to bring light. So you either choose the light and then you acknowledge him, no way to be saved under heaven and earth but through Jesus, and then you partake of the glory, the splendor, the goodness of God that is available, the path and plan that he has for you in the kingdom. And just sadly, as we know, many rejected him, and that is the problem. And then we see Matthew 22, we can see there, you know, after they rejected him, Jesus said, I would love to have gathered them. And this was specifically speaking about the Jews. They didn't recognize him as a savior. And he said, I would love to have gathered you like a hen would gather his chicks, but you wouldn't have it. And therefore, from now on, you will have destruction until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So that is still the key for them to come into this glory. It was just like Jacob. Jacob was a deceiver, and then he wrestled with God, and he got light. Amen. God blessed him, and then he became Israel. So to be the true Israel, you have to come to Jesus. That is the big thing. So that was a prophetic word. Until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So just as us Gentiles, and Gentiles speaks about all other nations, each and every one in that nation, we've got to acknowledge Jesus, amen, and see this is the Messiah that the Jews were waiting for. This is the answer for each and every one. This is the answer for the world so that the kingdom of God can come on earth as it is in heaven. And then we've got to go to the feast, the wedding feast, amen, and then we've got to partake of the wedding feast, and then we've got to put on the garments of righteousness, the relevant love plan that God has for you and your family and for South Africa, Africa, and the world. So it's a unique walk we need to have. We need to come out of darkness, come to Jesus, draw close to Jesus, stay with him, working together with him. The grace of God is not in vain. And then we encourage other people. Amen? And this is what the church, the ecclesia, are called out. This is our job, is to make Jews that have rejected this goodness that is here, we got to make them jealous. And then we got to make the Gentiles out there, all the people outside that has not come in through the door, which is Jesus, we got to make them jealous. So be blessed, guys. Look to your God. listen to him, and run the race. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.